And so what sort of people are getting involved in this?
All sorts of independent musicians. There's now a project called Creative Commons, and they have a website, creativecommons.org.
Yeah.
And they have these licenses ready in a very easy to use system. They're being translated into different languages and transferred to different legal systems all over the world. And so you have an international community of mostly independent musicians creating work together, reusing each other's tunes and samples and sounds, and it's very big. I mean,
and we're talking musicians from every sort of area of every genre of music. Yeah,
yeah, and also from every geographical area and from every generation and so on. So it's very broad.
Right. So, well, the first track we listened to was one of the tracks from this, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to sort of go through and listen to a wide variety of the music that you can find at these sites, just to give people an idea that it's not just sort of this sort of music. It's not like independent as in indie music. It can be all sorts, yeah.
Yeah, but actually, it's even wider than what we have now is from my own collection. So it's,
right,
you know, the stuff I like. But it's even broader than what we're going to listen to.
All right, let's take another track, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it later. So the next one is
Phallic, and the song is Too Tight.
We'll be right back. Alright, Falik and Tutai. Give me a little bit of a background of this group called Falik.
Yeah, but it's just a husband and wife, Charlie and Cheryl Pickard. They live in the States, but they are of Turkish origin.
Yeah.
They try to do Middle Eastern music, but they're not afraid to borrow from, you know, dance and pop, and
yeah.
So they're not trying to be very artistic. But the interesting thing is they learned to use the Middle Eastern instruments while accompanying belly dancing troops.
Right, so let's take them as an example. So they would have this music, they want people to listen to it, they'd rather, the most important thing to them presumably is more people listening to it than making money from the project.
Yeah, well, usually for independent bands like these, the more exposure you have, the more money you make, because you make money from licensing your work for movies and adverts or from doing concerts, and not from actual album sales.
Right.
So to them, it's and more economical.
Right, so it's a way of getting into the sort of market rather than avoiding the market completely.
Exactly.
Okay. So they will record their music and then they will upload it onto this particular site, or is it a file sharing system? Or
no, in the case of Falik, they're distributing the music through a label that specializes in Creative Commons licensed music. So what they did is probably they went to Creative Commons and they learned about this idea of sharing your music and not trying to restrict others, to allow them to be creative with your own music and to allow them to share it freely, because that's what people want to do, and they are already doing it illegally. And probably from there, either the label discovered them or they discovered the label. The label is called Magnatunes. Most of the songs we're going to listen to are from Magnatunes.
Yeah.
And they signed a contract with Magnatunes, and so Magnatunes now promotes and sells their music.
Right.
Okay.
So you as Ali, you hear this music, you like it, you think, all right, that's something I'd like. What do you do?
Well, I buy it. I mean, I already downloaded it for free, but I decide to buy it because I want to support the artist.
Right.
I get a higher quality files, but that's not the main reason. And because the prices, it's actually a range. They tell you can pay for an album, you can pay anything from $5 until $30, and you decide. It depends on your own, you know, whatever your own means.
Yeah.
And the nice thing also about Magnatunes is that 50% of the of this $5 go directly to the band. Okay, they don't deduct costs. So if I pay $5, they get $2.5, which is more than what you get with your average mainstream label.
Exactly. To be a bit sort of practical for people who are thinking, all right, I'd like to go to this site. I'm thinking of downloading stuff, and they're worried about paying. These sort of sites, are they as sort of secure for your sort of, if you're sending your details online, is it as secure as safe if you're going to a more sort of mainstream label?
Yeah, I mean, they get merchant accounts from big banks and so on. So I mean, it's like the same system you're going to be using with a big label, it's just a different account.
Right.
Okay, but I mean, the important point is you can download the music for free, and then if you want to support the artist, you pay, or if you want the higher quality stuff, you pay, but you don't have to pay.
And how do you find yourself, sort of your sort of music? In Creative Commons, how do you find things that interest you? Because presumably there's huge amounts.
Yeah,
of music.
It is very big.
So how do you do that?
Well, to me personally, I mean, there are many different ways, but the thing I like is a software tool called iRate Radio.
Yeah.
It's a Java-based software system, so it works on all kinds of operating systems, Windows, Apple, Linux, and whatever. And it starts by randomly downloading free music, legally free music from the net, and then you listen to the stuff and you rate it, and then there's a huge database of other ratings, and they try to find people who have similar tastes. So I mean, if you like the Falik song and you give it 5, then if somebody else likes the Falik song and give it 5, then the other songs they liked are more likely to be close to your taste. And the more you rate, the better the suggestions, I mean, the closer the suggestions are to your taste. And every now and then it pushes a random song on you, so you can try something completely different.
Okay.
So that's irateradio.com.
All right. Let's take a look at, take a listen to another track. This is Artemis.
Yes, and the song is Changing Sky from the album Undone.
Flat on my back, spread out like a pinwheel, impossible schemes. Won't explain the way I feel, the way I feel about you. Widens my sky. So many questions, the sun is getting high. You were a stranger.
That was Changing Sky by Artemis. A little bit of background to them.
Well, I don't know much about her except that she's born in San Francisco and she was born in a trailer park and lived there until she was like 15.
So how much, because one of the big things is about the interaction between the listener and the composer or performer of the music. How does that work with these sites?
Well, they are now trying to promote a culture of mixing and remixing.
Yeah.
So there is a special license that only allows sampling. So I mean,
yeah.
You can have your song; it's completely protected without anything extra, but it allows sampling without any agreements or royalties. And then there is another website which is related to Creative Commons called CC Mixer, CreativeCommonsMixer.org. Where they give you the original songs, they give you lots of samples and loops and sounds that you can use. They give you pointers to software and tutorials, so you don't even have to be a pro.
Yeah.
And they encourage you to remix the songs that are released under Creative Commons. And we're going to listen to, they did a big contest where they brought in big stars to offer some of their stuff under the Creative Commons sampling license, and then they did a contest where you know, independent artists remixed the stuff, and we're going to listen to a couple of tracks from that later on.
Okay. How, you know, if say for example a well-known artist hears about the site, likes the idea, how much difficulty are they going to have convincing their label that they should be able to put something in the open source arena?
Well, in the open content, open source is for software, okay, so it's open content. Well, it depends how big the artist is. I mean, if it's someone really famous and really big, then they can probably do whatever they like. But if it's a band that's just starting, or, you know, not that big, then I think it's going to be very difficult.
Right.
Maybe releasing one song or two, yes, but like a whole album or whatever is going to be very difficult for because the mainstream labels are very worried about these new models. They minimize the role of the label and the music publisher and so on.
So say for example, when you first came to the site, had you got much experience in sort of taking music, mixing it, changing it, something else, or did you?
Me personally, no, I don't. It's because it's similar to what I do with software, that I understand the concepts and I'm very excited about it. But I personally don't mix and remix music, but I might try.
Right. But the people, when they remix it, do they always put the stuff back onto the site, going, "This is what I've done with it"?
Yeah, most of the time, the license, there is an option in the license called "Share and Share Alike."
Yeah.
And this means that if you use my work to create another work, you have to share your new work under the same terms. So if you take some samples of my song, then the result has to be released on the internet under the same exact terms. Okay, that's an option. So, but a lot of this stuff is share and share alike, where you're forced to release the music. And it's quite fair. If you've used my stuff, then you should allow me and others to use your stuff.
Okay, so let's listen to something else that you brought along.
Yeah, it's Stilamara. The song is Stilamara is Balkan and medieval kind of world music, and the song is called Del Mar Rojo.
All right.
Thank you.
That one was Stella Mara and Della Mara Rosa. And we're going to now listen to sort of what we're talking about somebody taking samples from one track and remixing it. So the we're going to listen to the remix first, right?
Yeah.
And this is by a Brazilian band, yeah?
Group, yeah.
With a very hip-hop mandando, and then it goes on for about 20 minutes with the rest of the title. But in order for us to hear the song, we'll just refer to them as hip-hop mandando. And let's take a listen to that, and then we'll see where it comes from.
Então pra mim tudo bem, porque meu sentimento tem que ser discriminado, porque damos ouvidos ao que se falam. Minha diversidade não me torna diferente, muito menos incapaz ou indecente. Pecadores todos somos, desde o dia que nascemos precisando também, até na hora que morremos. Sou homem e mulher, homossexual, tudo que hipocrisia repudia e passa mal. Isso tudo não é certo, não julgue o que somos, pois apesar de tudo também somos seres humanos. Esconda-se, assume, não esqueça, a vida é sua. Você é ser humano e merece viver bem, livre de preconceito e discriminação. Ser livre. Pessoal, nem por isso vão perder sua moral. Admiro quem tem a capacidade de assumir sua diversidade, independente dos que fazem ou que deixam de fazer. Não fazem mal a ninguém, nem a mim, nem a você. Nesse caso, pra mim, a amizade é importante. O respeito mútuo deve reinar a todo instante. Não se esconda, se assume, não esqueça. A vida é sua. Pare, pense, reflita, tenha postura. Se você tem preconceito, eu só lamento por você. Esqueça a vida dos outros, viver se aprenda a viver. Assumir sua opção depende de você. É. E cada um é cada um, livre pra escolher o que quiser ser. É. Não se esconda, se assume, não esqueça, a vida é sua. Você é ser humano e merece viver bem, livre de preconceito e discriminação. Ser livre, pense nisso então. Não se esconda, se assume, não esqueça, a vida é sua. Você é ser humano e merece viver bem, livre de preconceito e discriminação. Ser livre, pense nisso então. Todo mundo tem direito sexual, também de opinar entre o bem e o mal. Na sua vida você sabe bem, a sua opção não interessa pra ninguém. Na sua vida fazem invasão, pra dentro para a sua opção. Confundem toda a situação, chamando de viado e de sapatão. Me desculpe os preconceituosos, o problema não é seu, esse problema é nosso. Abra sua cabeça e tira o preconceito, vamos rever esses conceitos. Respeito é pra quem tem e pra quem quer, seja ele homem ou seja mulher. Venho nessa fita pra dizer qual é, negou na bolada, mas a polícia sai do pé.
Não se esconda, se assume, não esqueça, a vida é sua. Você é ser humano e merece viver bem, livre de preconceito e discriminação. Ser livre, pense nisso então. Não se esconda, se assume, não esqueça, a vida é sua. Você é ser humano e merece viver bem, livre de preconceito e discriminação. Ser livre, pense nisso então.
Não adianta me julgar com a sua atitude moralista, porque sabe que no amor não tem fronteira. Você se arrisca, se isso é estranho pra você, porque é errado, me explica. Quero respeito por ser diferente da norma prevista. Isso me lembra a história de Chica da Silva, quando bateu de frente com a sociedade racista. vista. Sou dona de mim mesma e agora viro a mesa. O que é diverso não pode ser visto com indiferença. Se eu gosto de uma mulher, te agrido por não ser o que quer. Mostra a cara, me assumo, quero o meu direito de amar como você também quer. O seu direito de amar e o meu direito de amar. Esconda-se e assume, não esqueça, a vida é sua. Você é ser humano e merece viver bem, livre de preconceito e discriminação. Ser livre, pense nisso então, pense nisso então.
Okay, Hip Hop Mandando, and they've taken this from another track that we're going to play now. Do you want to sort of give us a bit of an idea? Because this guy's very interesting, yeah?
Yeah, this is Gilberto Gil, and he's a very famous Brazilian musician. He's like the John Lennon of Brazil. And he is now the Minister of Culture in Brazil, in Lula's government. And he's been doing radical changes. He's been transforming all of Brazil's software infrastructure to open source software. And he's also been building these community studios in jungles and so on, where poor kids can come and listen to and mix Creative Commons music.
Yeah.
And he's signed to Warner Brothers, but his music, but all his new music he's been releasing under Creative Commons license. So that's why Hip Hop Mandando could use his music and resample it. And we're now going to listen to Gilberto Gil. Usludam.
é lourinho, lourinho, da cabecinha lourinha, do coração igual ao nosso a palpitar.
Gilberto Gil and a track called Allo Sodom, and that was the original from which the previous track had
one of the originals. They used samples from many different songs.
Alright, we've got only a few minutes left. I'll reread the list of places that you can go. The main site that we've been talking about is Creative Commons, that's all as one word .org. Then we talked about ccmixter.org and also magnitune.com, which is
the label.
Yeah. And irateradio.com. We're going to put all these sites on the website, which our website is www.cairoradio.net. And we'll also put your blog up, Alette, so people can read that and enjoy your musings on other topics. All right. Let's take another track. What are we going to listen to now?
Seismic Anomaly, and that's a guy who's been around doing, putting music on the web for a while now, for like 5 years, and he's been winning all sorts of awards, and so he has a long history of publishing on the web, and it's a little bit harder, more like hard rock. It's called Jack Rabbit.
I'd like to thank my guest tonight, Alain Bostard. His blog is manalaa.net. So thanks very much for coming in. And Sharif Mahmoud's been the sound engineer tonight, as always. And we'll hand over now to Lamia. Thank you.
Midnight in Cairo. President Hosni Mubarak will tomorrow receive U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Robert Zoulik, who arrived in Cairo today. Zoulik told a press conference following his meeting with Abul Ghaid that his current visit to Egypt aims at tackling a number of important political and economic issues. On top of them is the situation in Sudan. He said that his talks with Abul Ghaid covered efforts aimed at giving momentum to the Middle East peace process. In Ramallah, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas today discussed with visiting European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana means of achieving success for the aspired Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip and northern and West Bank, as well as means of reviving the peace process. Abbas also met with European Peace Envoy Mark Atay, whom he briefed on developments of the situation in the Palestinian territories, as well as peace efforts. Two engineers from Britain and Austria were freed today after being kidnapped and held at a Gaza Strip refugee camp by a Palestinian family trying to secure the release of the jailed relatives. Britain Michel Ravicano and his Austrian colleague Volker Mittem were released unharmed after mediation efforts involving the Palestinian security services, diplomats and members of the family. African UN members said Wednesday that they would shortly introduce their own draft resolution on Security Council expansion while remaining open to negotiations with other groups on rival proposals. Nigerian Foreign Minister Alu, who led a negotiating team from the AU to promote this, its draft, said Africa has a position which it wants to place on the record, but the African Union does not include negotiations with other groups. The United States warned Iran today not to resume enriching uranium, which could feed a nuclear weapon, but said it was not ready yet to break off Europe-led talks on Tehran's atomic programs. White House spokesman Scott McLaughlin said, "We continue to support the negotiations that are being led by our European friends to get Iran to abandon any nuclear ambitions that they have. We'll see how those progress." British authorities said they were hunting today for the masterminds of last week's bombings in London amid shock over the news that the attacks were apparently carried out by four Islamic extremist suicide bombers born and bred in Britain. In a bid to prevent further attacks, Prime Minister Tony Blair offered a plan that included toughening procedures to prevent extremists from entering or staying in Britain while promoting dialogue with Muslim moderates. NATO Secretary General Jaap Schäfer is to visit Belgrade on Monday to meet with Serb and Montenegrin officials amid talks on Kosovo's final status. The visit comes ahead of talks expected to start in September at the earliest on Kosovo's final status if the province meets a benchmark in areas such as multi-ethnic democracy, respect for human rights and security. A UN spokesman said today UN Special Envoy to Sudan, Prong, is to fly to the Eritrean capital Asmara tomorrow in a bid to find a solution to the rebellion in eastern Sudan. George Somerville told reporters in Khartoum today Mr. Prong will tomorrow travel to Asmara, where he will meet with President Isaias Afwerki as well as with the leadership of Eastern Front. And finally, NASA today postponed the planned launch of Discovery because of a problem with the space shuttle's fuel system. NASA spokesman George Stiller said, "We have had to scrap the launch for today due to the low-level fuel cut-off problem. The system is designed to prevent the shuttle from using its full power during ascent." And with this, we wind up our Midnight News and Brief, and I'm Lavi Sharif. Stay tuned. And the time now in Cairo is exactly 4 minutes past midnight. It's time to bring you Sensible Thoughts, a program by Amina Barakat, presented to you by Naveen Chokri.
days go by. And some of us pass unnoticed. Yet thoughts never die. And sensible thoughts. Amina Barakat, Nidin Shukri.